My crucifixion. Not blasphemy, so much as curiosity and imitation, suggested I lie face up and naked on my bedroom floor, arms stretched out like his, feet crossed at the ankles, and my head lolling in that familiar, defeated way, while my sisters worked with toy wooden hammers to drive imagined spikes through my hands and feet. A spiritual exercise? I don't think so. For unlike Christ, my boy-sized penis stiffened like one of Satan's fingers. I was dying a Savior's death, and yet what my sisters called my thing struggled against extinction, as if its resurrection could not be held off by this playful holy torture, nor stopped except by the arrival of my parents, who stood above us suddenly like prelates, home early from their supper club, stunned but not astonished to find the babysitter asleep and the inquisitive nature of our heathenish hearts amuck in murderous pageantry.